Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'd like to welcome you again for a wonderful episode today. Wonderful episode that I'm excited for because, you know what? This is about you. I want to be able to help you create a life of abundance and freedom, prosperity today. Not just someday, but right now. And to do that, it requires different thinking, different strategies, and overall, it requires a different life. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. If you're looking for great ways to free up cash flow, some great ideas to do that or increase your cash flow, check it out. There's a great ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans. Definitely grab your free copy there today. So today I want to talk about a topic that I love, which is how to create a life that others envy. Now, this might sound kind of arrogant or prideful, and you know what? And I'm not coming from that viewpoint at all. I'm not talking about how to come from a place of pride where you're just going to rub your life in other people's faces or noses. Trust me, there's plenty of that on social media already. We don't need more of it. But what I'm talking about is actually like sincerely having the kind of life that people say, like, wow, I wish I could do that. Or, wow, I wish my life was like that. And I want to talk about this like from a place of how to create that, but also what's required to be able to create that kind of life. And so I want to get into that today. This is actually a topic I've had as an idea for you for the last several months, and especially after we're into the vacation type of time of year and everything else. You know, I just spent the last few weeks with my kids, which is probably why you guys have been missing some of my episodes lately. But, you know, I really want to get into this about how to create that life that others envy. You know, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience because I've spent years trying to do that. And it's gotten to the point where sometimes I take it for granted. And in fact, I really don't brag about my life a whole lot. I keep it relatively private. I definitely don't post on social media nearly as much as some of my colleagues do that have even a less free life than I have. You know, and I'm not saying my life is perfect. You know, I have my own struggles and everything else as well. So don't think I'm coming from a place of pride myself because, you know, my life definitely from the inside and from the outside could look like something that people envy. But at the same time, you know, I still have challenges. I still have growing pains. Having 8 kids in my house definitely does not. Some people, I'm sure, probably would not envy that, especially over the last 2.5 weeks. So I had to find a quiet moment where I didn't have 8 kids in the house to record this, you know? So, you know, we all have things in our life. We all have challenges. We all have struggles. And I do too. But I want to talk about some things that can actually create that life that you want or a life that you could only imagine. Maybe in your imagination was possible or maybe even beyond what you imagine is possible. So, you know, first and foremost, one, you've got to have a very clear image of what you want. Now, I'm going to challenge a lot of people when I say this is don't just try to set some sort of financial goal of what you think is required. Because the truth is the financial goal may actually never give you what you want. In fact, I'll tell you, my experience has taught me that it doesn't matter how much money you have because money and financial freedom, it has nothing to do with how much money is in a bank account. It has nothing to do with even how much cash flow you create every month. Financial freedom is purely a state of mind or a state of being. It's really about who you are, or who you're becoming, or who you're being in that process. This is why we have to keep coming back to teaching about that abundance mindset. Because you can have lots of money. And if you haven't seen it in your own life, I'm sure you've seen it in somebody else's life where it doesn't matter if they get more money, they still feel just as scared, if not more scared with money. Money can only amplify what you already have. So if you have scarcity issues around money when you don't have it or don't have as much of it, you will definitely have scarcity issues when you have more of it. And yes, it can definitely help to some level, but I'm telling you, I've seen so many people and I work with people And I'm still looking for financial freedom. And sometimes they'll say, hey, Chris, you know, I'd just love to make an extra $200,000 or $300,000 passive income a year. Some of you are like, dude, I'll take $50,000 passive income a year, you know. But there's various people from different levels. But I've seen even those people where they could actually create $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, if not within the next few years, within the next decade probably. And, you know, and when I talk to those people, it's funny that financial freedom still feels like it's out there. And they wonder if it's even possible. And I'm telling you here that your quality of life is irrelevant to the quantity of stuff or the quantity of money. The quality of life that you live, a big part of it has to deal with, one, is knowing what truly gives you a rich life. Like, what truly brings you joy? You know, like, I'll tell you, some of my most exciting things I've done lately has been in the physical realm, you know, dealing with my physical health. You know, I've been training more and more, especially in the last year, with running. And I still work out. I still go and do weights, you know, a few times a week and things like that. But I love the fact that I can look back on my memories from 3-4 years ago. I remember just seeing a memory recently where it was 3 years ago, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I ran 6 miles or 8 miles at a 8 minute, 24 second pace. And I thought, whoa, that's incredible. You know, that's when I was about 38 years old. You know, now I'm thinking, dang, if I can get below that 7 minute per mile pace for that period of time, that would be awesome. You know, I can do that downhill, but, you know, could I do that on a flat, you know, a flat land or something like that? That would be really cool. You know, and I know that can become a possibility. And so reaching for something more, you know, looking for that next step is critical. And sure, it could be a financial goal, but look for other areas of your life too. Could it be a richer marriage? Could it be a better relationship with your children? Could it be better health? Could it be better sleep? Could it be, you know, be better emotional, you know, well-being? You know, maybe you get kind of depressed. Is it something that can improve there? And we just had an episode about that with Dr. Sean Talbot, right? There's so many areas you can address. And I'm telling you, not one influences the other. Because you can have all the money in the world, but if you can't enjoy it, it doesn't matter. You know, I had a friend who seriously had a $120 million empire at one point. It collapsed, but you know what was collapsing is his health was already collapsing before that. He was very overweight, not in good shape. He seemed older than he actually was. He seemed like he was 10 years older. And after the financial collapse with the stress of that, oh my goodness, he almost died, guys. He almost lost his life. And for what? And it wasn't the money's fault. It wasn't that at all. But it's about, you know, when you're trying to create that life that you love, sometimes we get hyper-focused on the financial piece and forget about the rest of the areas. And if you want true wealth, real wealth in your life, you have to understand that it's going to come from all the other areas too. And so know what the kind of quality of life that you want. I mean, do you feel physically well? Do you feel well emotionally? How is your relationships? You know, how are you doing spiritually? Do you feel like you have that connection with God, or is that still missing? Because you could have all those other pieces and then feel like, man, it's just not enough. What's missing? I'm missing purpose. I'm missing that real mission. Now, that could be it. It could be in your spiritual life too, right? And of course, your financial life. And so get clear on what that is. Understand what it is. Write it out. Detail it out. Write it with the actual feelings, not just what it would look like from a logical standpoint or a number quantitative standpoint, but how about qualitative? What would that really look like? What would it be day to day? So for my life, like, you know, I've always, you know, like I've gone less gung-ho about writing out goals as I used to be. I actually now, like even with vision boards and things like that, I really don't use a vision board. You know, sorry to those that do. My wife even teaches people how to use vision boards. You know, but for me, like, I only have to keep a few images in my mind, you know, to create that. I have other things to help give me reminders, but I have to create a good, solid image in my mind of what I want to create. So, yeah, of course, emotionally has been a big focus for me. That's why I brought on Dr. Sean Talbot. You know, physically has been one too. You know, and also, you know, breaking barriers in that regard. Also, dealing with relationships and trying to improve upon myself and improve upon my own well-being. And the funny thing is money always follows that anyways. You know, yes, I'll still study up and I'll still, you know, try to gain more understanding and knowledge in the financial realm because that's what I do, right? But for you guys, you don't have to become wizards. You don't have to become financial wizards to have a financially prosperous life. And so when you want to create a life that others would envy, it actually starts with just trying to figure out what you want out of life. You know, for my life, you know, I got to a point where I went through my divorce about 3 years ago. I got to a point I said, you know, I'm kind of tired of burning myself out. You know, I was really working hard. Now, granted, there's got to be hard work. When you're starting on business, don't think you can just go to a four-hour work week from scratch. That's just ridiculous, right? That doesn't happen. But when you do start out, you might say, all right, let's start here. Like, how can I first and foremost really create an impact with the least amount of time and effort possible? How can I create leverage? And I started to really look at it as like, where's my 20%? Or where's that 20% of my 20%? Where's that top 4% of activities, like I've talked about before? Where is that? Because if I can identify those things, focus there, then it's very easy to be able to create the life that I love and want. And so for me, I said, all right, well, I love speaking, but you know what? I don't love speaking all over the place. So let's be a little bit more picky. You know, this fall I got 2 speaking engagements, and that's all I have planned for. Other than, you know, when I do interviews and I do these podcasts, for the most part, I'm like, great, cool. I think actually I just got one in my email box. I haven't looked at the email yet, but I think I got invited for another one that I'll probably take up on this fall or some point. But that might be a virtual one, not a live speaking one. But hey, if it's live speaking, I'll take it too. You know, I love dentists. So in any case, I mean, that's the kind of thing there is that I had to first create, say, well, what do I want my business to really be like? Do I want to be super busy? You know, even this morning as I was thinking about it, I was like, wow, I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing, I'm actually enjoying it. Like I'm loving it. And I do love coaching. That's why I still coach people. I still take on people as coach for coaching part-time. I still have I started doing life insurance activities, you know, more part-time as well to add to it. I promise myself, don't make it go beyond 5 to 10 hours a week, but definitely focus on the right people that can really make some positive impact in their lives. So I don't just go around selling people like life insurance, like, hey, or I hope you don't die, which you will. But I actually do it from a place of, from an investor perspective in a very niche kind of market, you know, and you'll hear about that in the coming weeks here, even more. In fact, I already got a YouTube video that I've got to put up there. So in any case, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, I'm doing with my time, but I had to be very, very intentional and specific. You know, same thing with my physical health and well-being. I wanted to be a certain way. I had to have an image. I was like, great, well, here's what we're going to create, you know, and, you know, with my family life and things like that. And like I said, it's not perfect, but if you at least get clear on what it is, what it looks like, take out the financial numbers. You can always put the numbers back in. If you take out the financial numbers and say, what is it that it really looks like? What does my life look like day to day? And for some of you, I've talked to many, many people. And some of you, you might say, hey, you know, if I could work 3-4 days a week, that'd be awesome. If I can just, I have one client right now. He's like, if I can just stop working one day a week. The funny thing is, actually, when I saw a situation, I didn't tell him this yet because he's not ready to hear it. But if he listens to podcasts, he's going to be, you know. But I looked at it, it's like, oh, he could do it right now. Now, of course, he could keep going 5 days a week and he can get there faster. But for him, he wanted to get down to 3-3.5 days a week. And I could see why. It's like, yeah, this could happen. This could happen in the next year or two. It's very possible. You know, yeah, we could hit other goals faster if he keeps going. But, you know, I'm okay hitting goals slower if it means I enjoy the ride. You know, some of you guys, you might say, you know, I don't have to. I'm one of those people, by the way, I like to get from point A to point B when I travel. I don't know if you guys are like this too. I like to get there as fast as possible. But, you know, every once in a while, sometimes I just like to go for a drive and just enjoy the, you know, the nice, you know, nice weather, the cool air, especially when I love it when it starts cooling off in the fall. Oh, that's the time I like to go to the mountains and do stuff, you know, and just get outdoors even more than the summertime when I retreat because it gets hot, right? Or the springtime, you know, when the flowers start blooming too and things like that. Like I love to enjoy it. And I think that's kind of how life should be, is that sometimes it's okay to enjoy it. You know, maybe it puts your goals back 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But hey, if you enjoy it today, you don't know if you'll be alive in those years. You never know. And so I'm not saying you don't hit your goals fast because some of us like to sprint and that's cool too. But for others of us, you know, maybe we just want to enjoy the ride a little bit or in certain regards, enjoy the ride. Hey, I could be super, super cheap in my life right now. I can live a lesser quality of life from a financial standpoint. And I'll hit all kinds of other financial goals too. But you know, like I'm actually kind of enjoying it. I'm not spending overly crazy amounts of money. That's for sure. Like I live on less than a lot of people that make the kind of income I make. But it's about that quality of life, like living the life that you love. And so what is that for you? What do you truly love? Because you know what? At the end of the day, it's not, people really don't envy the fact that maybe you go on this nice little trip to Maui or something like that. You know, yeah, that's cool. And maybe it's they might say, oh, it'd be so cool if I could work, you know, 10, 20 hours a week like you do, Chris. Yeah, it is pretty cool. But you know, I had to go there in my mind first and let it really sit there and be nurtured. I had to nurture it in my own mind, let it germinate, so to speak, right? Let those seeds germinate before they started to sprout and grow. And I had to build my life around that, piece by piece. And so guys, like you truly want to create that life of abundance, that life of freedom. First, you got to let go of what you think is not possible. Let go of the limits. Let go of things you think are stopping you, because the truth is they probably aren't. The only thing stopping you is the very thought about those things, not the things themselves. You might say, hey, I've got some challenges. Maybe you've got some kids at home that pose some challenges. Maybe there's some things there, you know, I get it. Like I can see that. You know, maybe you've got some challenges in other parts of your life. Maybe you have health problems. That's slowing you down. I get it. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just try to move one step at a time. If it's a baby step towards that ideal life. And you'll probably realize if you really get specific, you'll start to realize, hey, you know, the life that I want, some of these things don't require any money at all. They might require very little time. It might just be a matter of commitment and focus to say, this is a priority for me. And once you make that life a priority, watch what starts to happen. When you start to do this day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, that life will slowly start to develop to the point where you say, is this really my life? Is this really how cool it is? And I'm here to, I promise you that it can be. You do what few people do, which is create that very clear picture, have a very good intention, a very solid intention behind it. And you don't let the excuses get in your way. You kind of realize that those excuses really are just that, excuses, mostly in your head, not even real life. And you start to try to get past those stories you've created for yourself, which is really your own prison cell with those stories, and get her outside of that. You'll start to realize that there's so much more possible in your life. So guys, if you want to create that life, and I want you to have that life of abundance, and yeah, these financial strategies are awesome, right? They're cool. But if you can't get past the mindset as well, the piece that actually gets you there, not the financial strategies, they're a piece of cake. They're super easy. It's actually getting there in your mind first, then going beyond that and building that life. You'll realize that you may not require as much money as you thought, and it might not require as much work as you thought, or as much time either. It can actually be within your grasp. So guys, I challenge you, get very clear on what you want. What does that life look like in all areas of your life, not just financially? Also get to know your financial areas of life too. Once you start to understand that, then you can start building a plan around how to create it. And yes, some of it will require money, but some of it won't. And the parts that don't, go for it. Get after it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the scenery. And love it. And what people actually envy is not so much what you're doing, like those trips and the houses and cars or whatever else, right? It's not that. The part they envy is that feeling of freedom that you have, that you feel free. That's what people are desiring. They want that freedom. Even people with great amounts of money still wonder how they can have freedom. And you're probably some of those people too. So that's how you get it, guys. Like it's possible. And not only is it possible, you can make it probable or even inevitable when you start to go this route. So I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week as you create this prosperous life. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.